Unit 12, Track 2.54. 1.
Well, I don't think it's such a good idea to give money because, I'd be really worried that somebody would spend it on alcohol instead of food. Or, you know, because they always say, like, can you spare some change or whatever. So what I think I might do is buy a sandwich or a hot drink or something in the winter and give it to them there. Or maybe find some old clothes.
Track 2.55. 2.
Yes, I usually put a few coins in the donation bucket. Obviously, if I'm not in a hurry and if it's easy to get to my change. The thing I don't do is, I don't believe in giving money to beggars.
Track 2.56. 3.
Well, I never give money to anybody. As far as I'm concerned, it just encourages them. You know, I pay my taxes, and I don't see why I should help these people. Frankly, I just think it's sheer laziness. I mean, I think they could get up off their butts and get a job if they really wanted to. It's just that they don't want to work.
Track 2.57. 4.
Well, I don't mind giving money to people who are doing something to earn it. I mean, you know, I'd rather they actually did something to earn the money. You know, like street artists or musicians. I mean, I think somebody who is actually playing music, it puts people in a good mood on the way to work. So, you know, I usually give those people something. A few cents.
Track 2.58. 5.
Yeah. I never give money on the street anymore. I do give money through my company's matching gift program to nonprofit organizations that I'm particularly concerned about. And that way, I know where it's going, and it also means that you're giving extra money if your employers do a matching gift.
Track 2.59. 6.
Oh, it really annoys me. These people trying to wash your windows. I don't see why I should give money for cleaning my windshield. I haven't asked them to do it. I think it's about time the government did something about it, because it really is annoying. No, I never give them anything.
Track 2.60. A.
I'd rather they actually did something to earn the money.
B.
I think it's about time the government did something about it. Because it really is annoying.
Track 2.61.
Hey, Jade, how you doing?
Fine. You?
Fine. Hey, we're going to Tom's grandparents' cabin in the mountains this weekend. Want to come?
Oh, I'd love to, but I can't.
Why?
I promised I'd take care of my neighbor's cat. She's on vacation. I have to go over and feed it every day. And I promised I'd water the plants, and...
Hey, the plants will survive for a weekend without water, won't they?
Yeah, I guess so.
And you can put some food out for the cat. I mean, it's not like a dog. You don't have to take it for walks or anything, right?
No, but, well, you know I promised, and well...
I know. You hate letting people down. You and your guilty conscience. You need to lighten up a little. Hey, I've got an idea.
What?
You know my cousin Beth?
Yeah.
Well, she doesn't live very far from you, and she'd do anything, absolutely anything, for a little extra money. Why don't you ask her to do it for you? Give her a few dollars, you know. You'll be doing both of you a favor.
Well, I don't know. I mean, she's only 15. What if something happened? What if she lost the key? Or
what? You're such a worrier. What can possibly go wrong? Look, if it makes you feel better, give her your cell phone number. Then, if anything does go wrong, she can call you. And if you really feel you need to, you can make an extra copy of the key and leave it with my mom or something.
Yeah, I guess.
And you can go with a clear conscience.
Yeah, but...
No buts. Oh, and almost forgot to tell you. Paul's coming.
Track 2.62. Conversation 1.
Did you call the restaurant?
Oh, I'm sorry. It totally slipped my mind. I'll do it right now.
Yeah, well, don't waste any time. There might not be any tables left.
Track 2.63, Conversation 2.
Oh, hi there.
Hello.
Look, I've been wanting to talk to you about the other night.
Oh.
Yeah, well, the thing is, I've been thinking about what you said and how I reacted. And I think I owe you an apology. I overdid it.
You certainly did. You were completely out of line. All I said was that you played better before you started spending half your life in front of a computer screen.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I completely overreacted. Friends?
Yes, this time. You owe me dinner, though.
Okay.
Track 2.64, Conversation 3.
Listen, I'd rather not talk about it, if you don't mind.
Sorry, I had no idea you were so touchy today.
Can we just drop it, please? I'm not in the mood.
Track 2.65, Conversation 4.
Excuse me, but I think that's my bag.
Sorry, what did you say?
I think you have my bag.
What? Oh, yes. Oh, dear. I'm so sorry. I thought it was mine.
That's all right. Don't worry about it. It's an easy mistake to make.
Track 2.66, Conversation 5.
How did the meeting go yesterday? Sorry I wasn't there, by the way.
Sorry? Is that all you can say? I had to deal with all those people by myself, and all you can say is sorry? It's just not good enough. You think you can apologize and everything's going to be okay? Well, it doesn't work that way.
Look, I really, really am very sorry. I know I left you in the lurch, but it won't happen again. I promise.
Yeah, well, it better not.
Track 2.67, Conversation 6.
We regret to inform you that tonight's concert has been canceled due to circumstances beyond our control. We apologize for any inconvenience caused. All tickets will be refunded at the box office.
Track 2.68. 1.
Sorry, excuse me, please. I'm getting off here.
2.
Sorry to hear about the job. Better luck next time.
3.
Sorry, I didn't catch that. What did you say?
4.
Sorry, do you know where the train station is?
5.
Sorry, but you won't be on the team this year.
6.
Sorry, I'm late.
Track 2.69.
You know, I was thinking, I'd really like to get involved a bit more in the community. Maybe do some sort of volunteer work?
Oh yeah? Why?
Well, you know, ever since Maddie started kindergarten, I've had a bit more time on my hands and...
Must be nice.
Huh, yeah. I can't say I mind all that much. But I sometimes feel like I could be doing more to make the most of my time. I remember when I was pregnant. I had so much help from my friends, my family.
I remember that. I took care of both your dogs for a couple of weeks.
Exactly. And I'm truly grateful, which is why I'd like to pass on that kindness.
What about doing the same thing for others? There are a lot of dogs that could use your assistance.
What a great idea, but I don't know where I'd begin.
I'm pretty sure that there's an organization near my place that works with dogs. Walking them, getting homeless dogs adopted, stuff like that. I think they're called the Greenfield Animal Shelter. Why not look them up online and shoot them an email?
I definitely will. Hopefully I can lend a hand. Now, I just need to figure out what to say to them.